Good morning, Paul. I don't know if I'm responding in the right place, but being one of your followers, I just listened to your audio, maybe day seven, don't know, about clothing quandaries. And so I hit record because there isn't a reply. So hopefully this might get to you for what it's worth. I like clothes. I spend a lot of my life in slob out gear at home. But when I go out, I kind of, smarten up my act quite a lot. Yes, I am a woman, so slightly different things will apply. But I think one rule, particularly in the working environment, and especially if you know it isn't expected that you should wear a shirt and tie and a suit, but it is expected you should look smart. I think the rule of thumb would be not so much what type of clothes you wear, because I think you should stick with what you like, but the quality of it. So, I absolutely know for sure that in, prestigious circles, it's absolutely acceptable for men to wear a t-shirt and jeans, or t-shirt and what you chinos. But the t-shirt has to be a really good one, has to be really clean, and cannot be allowed to get too old. So a black t-shirt with some beige chinos and a leather belt, and then maybe a jacket, perfect. If you need to have a shirt and tie at certain times, keep a shirt and tie in your drawer. You know, have it there for emergencies. But I bet they don't come up that often. It really is the quality. You could have a t-shirt and chinos, and the chinos could be old, the t-shirt could be old. That won't do. That's a totally different thing. It's a horse of another colour. It's all down to quality. So if you're going to spend out some cash, go for casual, but make sure it's excellent quality. And I would say avoid anything with, designs on or logos or jokes or anything. Just avoid that. It should be plain, simple, but very well made. This is just my opinion. But I would say go for it. Don't change yourself, but make sure you're giving the best side of yourself. But this is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. Personally, I would be a new romantic. But actually, I think I might be the original romantic. So, right, good luck. Before I go, it did occur to me, you work in a place which is all about access and education for people with disabilities, if I understand it correctly. Maybe the fact that you have this quandary is something you should build upon and maybe get some kind of little office survey going. See what people think about clothes, what they think about their own clothes, what they think is expected of them. See if there's any kind of consensus, because that could be very interesting too. So maybe you could build upon what is, in a way, bothering you at the moment. No. Okay. Goodbye.
Pause recording.